I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We talked about Senate Bill 1197, which he has introduced, that gives the Mackinac Bridge Authority the ability to manage a utility tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. Here's more about that legislation and more with State Senator Tom Casperson.
Well, we have to have an authority that oversees this project, or to at least launch it and get it off the ground. And the logical authority that appears to be viable would be the Bridge Authority, which is right there to start with. There's some controversy with it. Some of the members on the authority don't care for it. They just assume not have anything to do with Line 5, I guess. But there's others that do and see the value in it. And so it's a matter of putting this forth, and if we can get the support to get it through, we can get the concept of Line 5 and the idea of getting things started as soon as possible.
Where does this legislation fit in the overall effort of trying to get this tunnel built?
Well, it's again, it is the oversight to get started, and there's like a home that you could place the authority over, I guess, and that's what the goal would be, is to start the engineering on it, see what the feasibility part of the engineering would be. Michigan Tech has gone quite a ways and already kind of put some of that forth and came up with some pretty good stuff that they actually testified to my committee on. And so there's quite a few people now that have looked at it and thought it does have legs. This is something that can happen. And a lot of people focused on the line 5, the pipeline. But this tunnel offers opportunity not just for the pipeline, but for power lines, our communication lines, all kinds of opportunities that could go through that tunnel.
One of the questions I have with it is when we look at this, obviously we know that you're going into the, as called, lame duck session here of the legislature before there's a big transition in the governor's office and in other offices. Trying to get this done in a relatively short window of time, do you think it's going to happen?
I think it's possible because of the fact that the Straits, Line 5, the water, all the controversy around it has been going on for a long time. This isn't something new, so it's not like some brand new thing that's here, other than the concept is a little bit new. But I think it's one of those things, Walt, that this is an offer up for a solution. That I've said that all along when Line 5, the struggles with Line 5 and the controversy behind it hit. My argument all along was, let's talk about alternative. You can't just shut something like that off. We have to have alternatives. What are they? And we've gone through a whole list of them, and my question has always been, can you permit your alternative? And when I get this deer in headlights look, it's like, well, then don't give it as an alternative, because it's not, if you can't permit it. And we think this can be permitted.
Be interesting to see how this works here. Now, as I mentioned, transition, and we're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. Tom, you are term limited out. The elections are over, and Ed McBroom is going in to take your place. What are you looking to do here with Ed to make the transition smooth and have him continue on?
Well, I think it's been a natural transaction to start with, because Ed is always. Ed and I have always worked together well, and the fact that he has represented me up in the district when I was down in Lansing for the 2 years that he was out of the equation, he's been in the mix all the way through. So he's already aware of some of the stuff we're working on. I think him and I, in many cases, maybe not everything, but in many cases, are like-minded. So I think what you'll see is Ed's going to probably start asking for committees, much like what I had. He's probably got a little bit different world with education, having come through that side of the equation. So I'm thinking he might end up somewhere in that world as well. But I think it'll be a pretty smooth transition, because I think there's so much similarity.
What do you think he's going to carry on, and maybe what are some of those further differences that he also may bring to the table?
Well, Ed's agriculture background doesn't always line up completely with what my natural resource background lined up with. Certainly in the sportsman's world, there's some areas there, deer baiting, things like that, where Ed's got to walk a line there because he's dealing with his family on the agriculture side of the equation. And they've certainly had their problems with their crops and deer crop damage. So I think those are the kind of things Ed'll have to balance out to figure out the best way to move forward.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.